Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the Klein Veterans Fund and all the amazing things that they're doing, especially when it comes to, supporting our veterans with their Homes for the Brave program. It's incredible the kind of work they're doing. One of the things that really stood out to me was this stat: a 78% increase in the number of veterans served last year. That's incredible. So, I mean, what do you think is driving that kind of growth?
That's certainly eye-catching. I think it points to a few different things, right? Greater awareness of the program itself. I think veterans are facing more challenges in the current climate, and maybe even the Klein Veteran Fund's expanding reach.
Right, just getting the word out there more. So more veterans are aware of the services they provide. And it makes sense. With that kind of growth, their work becomes even more important, especially when it comes to preventing veteran homelessness. They provided over 12,000 nights of shelter last year alone. Just think about how many individuals that represents.
Yeah, that's a staggering number. And I think it really underscores the fact that veteran homelessness is still a significant issue. It requires that multifaceted approach. And you know what's really powerful about the Homes for the Brave program is their preventative focus. They're not waiting for veterans to end up on the streets. They're really trying to keep them housed and supported from the very beginning, from the outset.
And I think that's a really important distinction, because so often we think of, homelessness as something that you address once it's already a problem. But the Klein Veterans Fund is really working to prevent it from happening in the first place.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit more about Homes for the Brave. What makes this program so unique in the landscape of veteran support?
Well, you know, I think it's their holistic approach and their individualized approach. They recognize that each veteran's journey is different, and they really want to tailor their support to meet those specific challenges.
Right. So it's not a one-size-fits-all model.
No, not at all.
They're really looking at each individual and figuring out what they need to succeed. And they're seeing some incredible results. They've helped prevent 214 households from becoming homeless. 30 families have secured permanent housing. And even 22 mortgages have been paid off through this program. So, we're talking about real tangible change here.
Absolutely. And I think when you consider, the ripple effect of those successes, right? Stable families, thriving communities, a sense of hope restored. I mean, it just becomes even more profound.
Yeah, you can't underestimate the impact that stable housing has on every other aspect of a person's life. It's that foundation. And I think that's really what the Klein Veterans Fund understands. It's about building that foundation for a better future. It's not just providing a temporary fix.
And that's where I think the Klein Veterans Fund really shines, is their commitment to going beyond just housing. They offer this really, comprehensive suite of support services that address a veteran's overall well-being.
So we're not just talking about a roof over your head. We're talking about access to things like food and transportation, medical care, utility assistance. They even provide care kits for veterans in hospice or assisted living. And that's incredible.
Yeah, it's the little things, right? The details. I think those are the thing that often make the biggest difference in someone's life.
Absolutely.
When you can remove those barriers to stability, and you're creating an environment where veterans can focus on rebuilding their lives. That's what it's all about.
And it's not a solo effort. I mean, they have a really impressive list of community partners.
They do.
That seems really crucial to their success.
Collaboration's key, right? They work with organizations like AE and ES, American First Credit Union, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Nevada Paralyzed Veterans. And that's just the name of few. And then they also have support from foundations like the Engelstad Foundation and the Francis Davis Fund.
So it really does take a village to make this kind of impact.
It does.
And I think each partner brings their own unique expertise and resources to the table, which allows the Klein Veterans Fund to reach and serve even more veterans.
Absolutely.
Speaking of resources, they invested $500,000 in veterans last year,
That's incredible.
which is remarkable in and of itself. But I think what's equally impressive is their transparency in terms of how those funds are used. They provide this really detailed breakdown of their revenue sources. So 64% from grants, 22% from individual donations, and 14% from events. And then they break it down even further to show where the money goes. So 77% goes directly to program services, 15% to operational costs, and just 8% to fundraising efforts.
Wow.
So the vast majority of the money is going directly to helping veterans.
Right. And I think that that level of transparency is so reassuring, especially for donors.
Absolutely. It builds trust.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that they're really committed to being responsible stewards of those funds.
Right. And speaking of commitment, another thing that really sets the Klein Veterans Fund apart is the composition of their board of directors.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, every single member of their board is a veteran.
Wow.
100% veteran representation at the leadership level.
That's pretty amazing.
It's a powerful statement. It means that the organization is guided by people who have lived experience, people who understand the challenges that veterans face, and they are deeply invested in making a difference.
Yeah. So it's not just about, you know, having a good mission statement. They're actually walking the walk.
Absolutely.
They're putting veterans in charge to make sure that the needs of veterans are being met.
Mm-hmm. And it really speaks to their authenticity. It's not just a job for them, it's a mission, and they're serving a community that they are a part of.
And a diverse community at that. You know, their reach extends across, you know, various service eras. 52% of the veterans they serve are post-9/11, 31% from the Gulf War, 15% Vietnam veterans, and even 2% from the Korean War.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing to see that scope.
It really is, and it speaks to their commitment to being inclusive. You know, the challenges that veterans face can vary greatly depending on, you know, when and where they served.
Right.
And by understanding those nuances, the Klein Veterans Fund can really tailor its programs to meet those specific needs, regardless of background.
So it's fascinating how they can cater to such a wide range of experiences. And going back to the Homes for the Brave program, what are some of the key elements that you think contribute to its effectiveness in preventing homelessness?
Well, I think one of the most critical aspects is their focus on early intervention. You know, they're not waiting for a veteran to hit rock bottom. Before they offer support, they're really actively identifying those who are at risk of homelessness and intervening before a crisis occurs.
So how do they go about identifying those individuals who might be on the verge of losing their housing?
Well, it's really all about building those relationships within the community. They work very closely with a network of partners who are often the first to encounter veterans who might be struggling. So this could be veterans organizations, social service agencies, even hospitals. And these partners can then refer those veterans to Homes for the Brave for assistance.
So it's kind of this proactive approach that relies on that collaboration.
Yeah.
And a shared understanding of the challenges the veterans face.
Exactly. And it's not just about referrals. The Klein Veterans Fund also collaborates with these partners on outreach programs, going directly into the community to connect with veterans who might not even be aware of the resources that are available to them.
Right.
So they're meeting veterans where they are.
And that's so important, especially for, you know, those who might be hesitant to seek help or who don't know where to turn.
Absolutely. And once they've made that connection, the Klein Veterans Fund really provides that safety net of support services designed to address, you know, the root causes of homelessness.
So it's not just about putting a roof over someone's head, but it's about addressing those underlying issues that might have led to their housing instability in the first place.
Exactly. And those can vary widely, right? Financial hardship, mental health challenges, substance abuse, lack of employment opportunities. So the Klein Veterans Fund really recognizes that each veteran's situation is unique, and they tailor their support accordingly.
So there's no one-size-fits-all approach?
Not at all. They really work with each veteran to develop a personalized plan that addresses their needs and their goals. It's about empowering them to take control of their lives and to build a more stable future.
And that sense of empowerment must be so important for people who are feeling lost or discouraged. And we've talked about the immediate impact of the Homes for the Brave program, but what about the long-term effects? Does this kind of support actually make a lasting difference?
Well, the data is very encouraging. Studies have shown that veterans who participate in programs like Homes for the Brave are significantly less likely to experience homelessness again in the future.
That's great.
And they're also more likely to find employment, improve their mental and physical health, and reconnect with their families and communities.
So it's really about setting them up for that long-term success, not just providing that temporary Band-Aid.
Exactly. And remember that ripple effect we talked about earlier? When a veteran thrives, their whole family benefits, their children are more likely to succeed in school, their communities become safer and more prosperous. So it's an investment that really pays dividends for everyone.
It's amazing to see how the Klein Veterans Fund is really working to break that cycle of homelessness and help veterans reclaim their lives. It seems like they're really dedicated to reaching those most vulnerable veterans in their communities.
They are. And that dedication is really evident in everything they do, from their innovative programs to their commitment to transparency and their veteran-led leadership. I mean, they're setting a high standard for veteran support organizations across the country.
Absolutely. They're a shining example of what can be accomplished when we bring together that compassion and expertise and a big understanding of the needs of our veterans.
It's inspiring.
Yeah, it really is inspiring work. And it makes you wonder, what can we as individuals do to support organizations like this and the veterans that they serve?
Right. It's a great question. You know, while financial contributions are always welcome, there are so many other ways to make a real difference. Volunteering your time is a great place to start. You know, many organizations, including the Klein Veterans Fund, they rely heavily on volunteers to support their programs and services.
Right, so we could volunteer at events or maybe help out with administrative tasks.
Exactly, or maybe you have some professional skills that you could offer. Are you a lawyer, a doctor, a mechanic? There are so many ways to use your expertise to help veterans in need.
It's about thinking beyond just writing a check and really finding ways to contribute our talents and our time.
Right, and I think even, you know, small acts of kindness can make a big impact. Just offering a listening ear to a veteran or checking in on somebody in your neighborhood who served can really mean the world to them.
Yeah, sometimes just knowing that someone cares can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And of course, we can all do our part to raise awareness about the challenges that veterans face, and particularly the issue of homelessness. The more people understand the complexities of this issue, the more likely they are to support organizations like the Klein Veterans Fund, and to advocate for policies that benefit veterans.
Right. It's about creating that culture of support.
Absolutely.
And understanding in our communities.
Yeah, and ultimately, supporting veterans is about more than just addressing homelessness. It's about helping them reintegrate into civilian life and achieve their full potential, whether it's, you know, mentoring a veteran who's starting a business, or helping them navigate the job market, or simply offering a sense of community and friendship. There are just countless ways to make a positive impact.
Yeah, it's about recognizing the sacrifices that these men and women have made for our country and finding ways to express our gratitude and our support.
Well said. I think the Klein Veterans Fund really provides an inspiring example of how we can effectively address the needs of veterans when we approach it with that creativity and collaboration and commitment.
It's been a really insightful deep dive into the work of the Klein Veterans Fund. Their dedication to serving those who've served is truly humbling and inspiring. I encourage everyone listening to visit their website or connect with them on social media to learn more about how you can get involved. Thanks for joining us. Until next time. Keep learning, keep exploring, and keep making a difference.